If you're on Netflix, I'm sure you've seen the brand new show they've just released, Queer Eye, which of course is, I would call it a sequel to Queer Eye from the Straight Guy from years ago. And one of the stars of Queer Eye is here right now, Tan France. Utah's own Tan France, I should
Utah's
say.
Utah's own. I don't sound like I'm from here, but yes, no. Utah's own.
Not at all. No.
I was very confused by
that. I have a really good English accent.
Tan, where are you from?
I'm from England. I'm from South Yorkshire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. People are getting really confused by my accent because I've lived in America for a while. So yeah, but I'm actually from England.
Did you come from England to Utah? Or?
I sure did. I've lived here permanently for 3.5 years, but I actually was living here half the year for the last 10 years.
Tan France, who you know from Queer Eye. What's fascinating with me, Tan, is that you and Rachel Parcell, mommy blogger that all of our listeners follow, created a clothing line together.
Rachel Parcell.
Was that something that, as you were traveling over here back and forth, you got to know her? Like, how does that relationship?
I had another brand here in Utah called Kingdom and State. A lot of women around here will know what it is. Yeah. I don't own it anymore. But she used to wear my product at Fashion Week, and then she was looking to start her own brand, and she contacted me saying, listen, I love your product. Can you help me start my own company?
When people like that reach out, is it pretty much you're designing it and then they're just putting their name on it?
Actually, no, she designed it. So she didn't know how to do the technical design, which is understandable. So I did the technical design and helped with operations. Actually, she decided every piece that went into that collection, and she still does.
Since then, clothing brand, I guess, grew on. And then did Netflix just give you a call one day and they're like, what up?
Sure did.
Is that really how it worked?
No, that really is. I mean, they didn't say what up, but they were a little more graceful than that. They contacted me saying, are you free in an hour? And I was like, no, I'm on vacation in Vegas. And they were like, no, we want to audition you for a show. I was like, no, I don't think I'm made for TV. And they were like, we think you are. So 2 hours later, they told me that I was the one.
It was that quick.
2 hours.
I mean, they made me go out to an actual audition. So I went to a physical audition, but they'd been looking for this guy for 6.5 months.
Yeah.
I was one of 4,500 people that applied for my job. Yeah.
Wow.
And I guess they were looking for somebody brown and with a really strong accent. Somebody who's a really good fake English accent.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nobody did it as well as I did.
So with the audition, did they have an average Joe, someone like myself, just standing there and you're like, okay,
you know,
go.
Did.
Is that right?
He was one of the producers and I did not realize that.
Yeah.
And I was harsh. And now I feel really bad because I actually did ask him after we finished. I said, they made you wear those jeans, right? He's like, nope, they're my jeans.
Oh.
I felt really bad. I wasn't too harsh. I was just like, those jeans are heinous.
Yeah. Well, and that's one thing that I'll say. So I was a big fan of the original Queer Eye for the Straight Guy as a kid. Yeah. So when the reboot came out, I was expecting kind of the same thing because the original was a little bit harsh. It could get really mean. Yeah. The new one is not like that at all. What do you think are the main differences between the two?
Okay, there are so many differences between our version of the show and the original version of the show. The main similarity, though, if you don't mind me saying, is that that the format is still the same. There are five of us. We're called the Fab Five, and we have our specific categories that we stay within. However, we're not just stuck with our individual categories anymore. Mm-hmm. That is the nice thing about this new version, is that we all help each other in every category. And we are able to talk about our personal lives like they never did on the original show. We knew that it was a show with gay men, but we never realized what it was to be a gay man. All we knew was that they made things pretty.
Right.
That's not the case anymore. We talk about every facet of our lives.
Yeah.
And that's a really big difference. People really get to know us at this point. It's not about ripping people down. We're super positive with everybody we help. We call them our heroes. We're super positive with them. And I think that the casting people did a great job of casting five guys who truly want to help and truly care. And we're not, can I use the word, the B word? No. We're not a bunch of B words.
Like, yeah,
we're
sure.
We're actually really pleasant and sweet, and we truly want to help.
Yeah, well, and the guys actually are really open to it, too. I would think that they would be kind of standoffish. Yeah. Do you get that at all? Is it just editing that kind of cuts it out?
Wait, did you clearly haven't really focused on episode number two. They were. a guy called Neil Reddy, episode two, he did not want to be part of this whatsoever. Somebody nominated him and he was really hesitant to be touched. He didn't like to be looked at.
Right.
Yeah, like it was really uncomfortable the first day. However, what people may not know is we spend a full week with them. Mm-hmm. The original version, they called it One Gay Day, and in One Gay Day, they turned their lives around.
I love that title.
One Gay Day, that's solid.
Whereas with us, it's a whole week. So after a day or so, you can't help but love us. We're very lovable people. And so, they were really willing to try everything we wanted to try with them because they knew that we were doing it for their benefit.
Well, and with Neil, too, it kind of just felt like he very closed off in general. Like, he didn't want anyone poking around in there. It wasn't specifically you guys.
No. No.
But you kind of broke that down. That was amazing.
Yeah, even with his best friends, his nominator Ben had said that even with him, he doesn't like contact in any way. No. Like he will contact him every few months. It's not really the best friend situation that you'd expect.
Yeah.
And now that's not the case for him at all. It really is amazing that after 1 week, these are lifelong changes. Neil's become one of my really good friends, like actually one of my best friends at this point.
Wow.
And he is so huggy and lovely, and he looks so damn good.
Yeah, he looks phenomenal now. Oh, so good. Yeah.
Tan France from Queer Eye. And when you're doing these shopping, this time around, you're going to a store that most people can afford, unlike in the past with Queer Eye from the Straight Guy, where they went to expensive shops, which is great because there's people like myself, even you, Jackson.
Oh, and, especially Justin, me.
What's an easy fix for us then? Is it just buying clothes that fit and don't have stains on it? Because that's hard enough for me, I feel.
That's the first battle, yeah. So here's the issue. So the original show, I loved the original show. However, I couldn't relate to the original show because I couldn't afford Dolce. I couldn't afford Gucci.
Right.
And most of us can't. I mean, it made for a great show because they were able to introduce these men to certain things that they'd never seen before, exposure like they've never had before. However, we made a really conscious decision, and it was down to us Fab Five to really work through this, that we wanted to take these men to accessible stores. We wanted the audience watching knowing that I can go to anywhere in this country and find something that works for me. And that really is important. And people have asked so many times via DM since then, that can't be true. Like, you can't find something good at the likes of Target or Walmart. I proved we could in episode 6. We didn't pull product from somewhere else. That was literally product from Target. And I think he looked phenomenal. Like, you saw how his name was Bobby Camp. Bobby looked a certain kind of way beforehand. He looked possibly homeless. By the end of the episode, he looked a million.
He looked like a movie star.
Yeah,
wow.
I couldn't help throughout the episode getting more and more obsessed. And then at the end of the
episode, I know.
I've only seen it once, but I'm almost positive at one point I say, if I were 15 years older or if he were 15 years younger, I would totally take
it. I think at some point, every one of you said that about Bobby.
it was shocking what was hiding.
Yeah,
under
he was real Mark Ruffalo-y, where he kind of just always looks a little disheveled, like basic dad. And then he went movie star. It was unreal.
A million books.
Tan France from Queer Eye, which is on Netflix. People are watching this in droves. It's become Netflix's next big show.
Yeah, massive.
So, I mean, obviously you already were known in the fashion world, but has this changed things?
Oh my gosh, completely.
Yeah.
As I was just parking my car, somebody rolled down the window and said, "Hey, Queer Eye."
Really?
No kidding.
It's happening every time I'm out of the house. I don't go to the store anymore. I used to love a trip to Smith's.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorite things in the world to do because it's a cultural experience going to the grocery store.
Always.
I can't really go now unless I've got my cap and shades on, which I always thought, what a bunch of lame... I'm really trying to be careful with my language.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Lame people, celebrities who go around with their caps and hats on.
Yeah.
I now see why you have to do it. Otherwise, you can't get it done. A trip to the store or the gym used to take me next to no time. I was in and out. I can't. That's not possible anymore. I mean, I love it. It's so nice to have people be so invested in the show. But it does mean that life is a lot more complicated.
Yeah.
So now we order in.
Because you got to stop and talk everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go. The one thing that I do find interesting is people want to hug. And I am a very tactile person, but I'm not used to hugging people I've never met before.
That's
a little bit interesting.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan either. I get it. No.
The show's on Netflix right now. The great thing about Netflix is you can binge it. You don't have to wait for another episode next week. Tan France, dude, you're the nicest guy. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
No, I really appreciate this.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.